Welcome to Friday's special Rush Hour podcast. Coming up, we'll delve into the vault for another classic Rush Hour moment. I like this one.
Yes, and I'm going to look into the myth about scuba divers ending up in forest fires.
But first, let me introduce you to a man who is campaigning a very important cause.
This week is Men's Health Week.
Well, it is, so we need to focus on something pretty serious, and that's bins for blokes. I didn't realise this fact, I must admit, and there's lots about men's health that you don't realise.
Yes, true.
But 1.34 million Australian men, that's a lot when you consider we're, 25 million strong in this country, have to deal with incontinence every day of their life. So let's get Greg Ryan on. Good mate of mine, of course, from another life.
Yep.
A very good man too. Greg, welcome to you.
G'day, JB. Bill, how are we?
Yeah, good, Greg. Thanks for coming on board. Now, incontinence. What is it, mate?
Well, mate, it's something that affects, as JB said, 1.3 million boys and men, one in two in Australia.
Right.
And it's for bladder and bowel incontinence, which can be caused by many, many issues with prostate or cancer or bowel issues or congenital born issues. I was born with a congenital condition called imperfect anus and erectile malformation,
right,
which meant I've had no control of my bowels all my life. So I've had to wear incontinence products every day to get by.
Right.
And especially when you, like, you go to the football or you go to after the cinemas or
restaurant or something.
Anything like that, a lot of times you need to change your sensory pad.
Right.
Just like the females have sensory pads in all their toilets.
Yep.
But unfortunately, the men, we just haven't had that facility.
Well, you're spot on here, Jim, because I've never seen that in the men's dunnies, have you? And this is something I've never thought about, Greg.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Bill, it's to do with the stigma and the taboo nature we're dealing with, like your bowel and your bladder. And like, blokes don't want to talk about this sort of stuff. And a lot of the time they just keep it secret and wouldn't. And they don't. It makes them not even want to leave the house because just in case they have an accident or whatever. So with next week's the World Continence Week from the 21st to the 27th of June, and the Continence Foundation of Australia are launching this Bins for Blokes program so we can try to advocate to get councils and businesses and sporting venues, etc., to get incontinence and sanitary bins put in the male toilet so it can help guys when they need to change their pads, etc.
Binsforblokes.org.au, is that how people find out more about it?
That's right, Bill. Fancy for getting name wrong.
We're both the same.
And you can get that, or you can ring the National Continence Helpline on 1-800-330-066, where you get all the information. And it's just, we just need guys to be more open about it and for the public to accept it and to have bins put in public toilets and make the awareness would just help so many people.
Well, being aware of it is one thing, Jim. I honestly had no idea about that. And
Because, Greg, you very bravely wrote a book about your own journey in this space. I went to the launch of it, and by God, it was a who's who. For a start, the great Keith Gregg and Shimmer and Ross Henshaw, all of the, Frank Gumbleton, all the boys from back in those days, but also Dennis Pagan and through to the modern era with Steve Owen Arch and Danielle Laidley. It was an incredible night. And your own journey has been amazing in this space, Greg. But the embarrassment thing came through very clearly in what you said, and that is that, men are embarrassed to own up to the fact that they have this as part of their life. And you're right. A lot of men don't want to leave home. They certainly don't want to go into a place where they feel like they're going to be compromised.
Yeah, exactly right, JB. And I kept it a secret for 52 years.
Gee.
No, I didn't tell a soul. And it affects your mental health as well because you just don't know how you're going to be accepted in a football community, with blokes are blokes, and it's something we don't talk about. So I just didn't want any child or guy to have to deal with living with the secret. So that's why I went from one extreme to the other and wrote my book, A Secret Life.
Good on you.
Yeah,
Good on you, mate. Well done. And it is Men's Health Week also. So, and we've got to talk more. And I think we are getting better, Jim. There's no doubt about, you know, depression and things like that. We are getting better at talking about things, especially bloke things. So good on you, Greg Ryan.
Thanks, Billy. Appreciate it, mate. But you're right. We're 10, 20 years ago, you probably wouldn't have even thought of something like this happening. But it's a credit to the Continence Foundation to increase the awareness, and they do a wonderful job in this space, and I'm happy to do what I can to help promote it.
Good man. Binsforblokes.org.au. That's the online part of it, or 1-800-330-006. Greg Ryan, you're a star. We just won't bring up North, and we'll leave that for another day because, well, we could go on for hours.
Yes, we could, but this is at the moment, this is a lot more important than football.
Thank you, Bill.
It affects people's lives every day.
A lot more important than football, Bill.
I'll tell you where we could find a bin for North Melbourne.
I ever listen to him. No. Don't listen to him, Greg. This is...
Well, I tell you what, Bill. I think you should be looking at Skill Stadium, see if you can put your contacts down there and see if we can get some bins put in down at the...
GMHBA.
Well, I run that at the minute. GMHBA, by the way. Yeah, Gregory
I
run that.
The name too often.
No,
Greg's firing up. Hey, well done, Greg. Great chatting to you. As I say, binsforblokes.org.au. Get stuck into that. We wish you well for everything that's coming up.
Thanks, boys. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about it.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The colours, Jim. Right. The magenta, the rose, Torquay's, and teal. Torquay's and teal.
Hang on a second, hang on.
What we're going to do right here is go back. The Rush Hour's Friday flashback.
We did step back in time.
June 21, 2012.
Now, occasionally I just hear a name and it pops up, Jim, that I don't like. And there's some terrible names out there.
You've said it quite regularly that there are some you don't like.
Terrible names.
Give me some examples of ones in the past.
Cindy.
Yes.
Warren. Barry. Wayne. Trent, I think, started it all off.
You didn't like Trent.
Why not have a nice name like James or Billy or... Oh, no, David's not a great one. So we've found another one here. We've found another one that we don't like today,
Anthony.
Jim.
Come on.
And the name today that we don't like is a female name.
Female name?
Oh, no.
Brenda. Brenda is a terrible, terrible name. It's a mix between Brendan and a blender and Wanda. I don't know. It's just mixed up. Scandinavian type, Jim.
Scandinavian type.
I'm not happy with it. It's a mixed up name.
What does Brenda do?
I'll tell you. I'll provide a profile for Brenda.
Here we are.
She works. Guess what she does? For the last 19 years.
What does she do?
She's been a school teacher.
Oh, very honourable profession.
At the same primary school, Jim.
Where?
Just out Sunbury Way, where she lives. But she's been there for 19 years, Jim, and taught at every grade except grade 6.
Right.
She's done the preppies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think they've given her grade 5 only a couple of times, then sent her back. So that's Brenda. She's married to Roger.
Roger.
Oh, big Roger the Dodger. And they have two kids, Jim.
Right.
All missionary. One is Summer.
Yes.
And one is Alicia.
Oh, a couple of girls.
Yeah, not great names. Summer and Alicia. As she drives a brown 323 Mazda.
Oh.
She bought it 15 years ago and she loves her car. She loves it. But it's old now.
A few Ks on the clock.
Don't worry about that. 15-year-old. She shops at Audi or Best of for Less. She does the rounds. She likes to find the on sale, the bargains.
What does she do on the weekend, Bill?
Well, she loves a gardening gym. She's out there every Saturday morning in the garden. And then she'll go to the nurseries in the afternoon and buy up whatever throwing out.
Right,
she loves Sundays is baking day for Brenda. And she does a lot of slices. She loves her slices. And the occasional passion fruit sponge.
Go on holiday, Bill?
Darwin.
Oh,
Darwin. She drives to Darwin, her and Rog.
In the 323?
With the caravan. No, Roger's got a bigger car.
Oh, okay, Rog.
And they drive and they stay at the local caravan park and they love it. They've met people for the last 15 years doing that and they're all friends. They love it at the local caravan. She collects trinkets. And spoons. She's got 1,200 spoons from everywhere, from RSL clubs and everywhere, and loves her jigsaws. Her and Rod sit up there at nights and all. They have a little lot of fun doing their jigsaw. Her favourite TV show, Jim, is Dr. Phil. And she still loves the rerun of The Love Boat. Very happy with The Love Boat.
133353.
Wow, that's detailed.
If you know Brenda, if you're married to Brenda or Rog, if you've come across them in your time, ring us now.
Just had a tweet here from our man Boothie at Chadstone Footy Club.
Booth. Oh.
His mum's name's Brenda.
Well, there you go.
That'd be right. That's her, Boothie.
All right, 133353, ring us now if that is Brenda.
Brenda. Yuck.
Here's Chris from Geelong. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, good, Billy, JB. Guys, my sister's name is Brenda, and I tell you what, you will not meet two people, even though she's my sister and all, you've got to love your family.
Yeah.
Will not get along, do not get along, we're poles apart, right? She uses the word me instead of my, so when it's me and my friends, it'll be me and your friends. She rocked up to my brother's wedding a few years back with a bloody GT stripe in her hair.
Oh.
Doesn't work, has no inclination. Like, I know you got to love your family and all, but as far as people and sisters and they go, chalk and cheese.
He's not happy with his sister, Chris.
Sister, all right, mate.
Alicia, and also Brenda has got two girls.
Yes.
Married to Roger.
Yes.
And they got two girls, Summer and Alicia, Jim.
Alicia.
And Alicia joins us on the line from Upway. G'day, Alicia.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Don't tell me your mum's name's Brenda.
No, my mother-in-law.
Oh.
I felt compelled to ring because a few points were very close. She's a primary school teacher.
Oh.
She's been at the same school for the last 14 years that I've been involved in the family, so I think she's been there longer than that as well.
Yes.
She loves her gardening.
Yep.
She loves a bargain. Hates shopping, but loves a bargain.
Yes. Where's she live?
She lives in Park Orchard.
Park Orchards.
And
The car didn't fit. Roger didn't fit. But, yeah, those few points just so close to home, I just had to ring in.
She clicks spoons?
No, but trinkets, and it's dogs.
Oh, dogs.
Wow.
Now, and the slices, she likes to cook a slice, but loves to cook a pav.
Yes.
Oh, hey, well, you mentioned the passion fruit. Yeah, sponge, didn't you?
Yeah. Hey, Alicia, have you ever met Rory Sloan?
No.
Well, we need to ask anyone who comes from Upway.
Exactly.
All right, thank you. Alan, is from Melton.
Alan.
Yes, Bill.
What's your wife's name?
Brenda.
Beautiful. And anything that I explained then?
No, nothing like it.
Oh. Why?
Why? I don't know.
Why? What does she do on the weekends?
She's a housewife, so she does plenty on the weekends.
What's her favourite TV show? He doesn't know his missus' favourite TV show. You're going well, Al.
Probably Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah, well, Brenda likes a Better House and Gardens. Yeah.
All right. Well,
nothing
Alan.
Like it, Al. All
nothing
right.
Like it, but the name is the same.
Yeah.
Steve from Bunyip. Hello, Steve.
Yeah. G'day, boys.
Steve-o.
That's me, Nan.
Your Nan.
That is my Nan.
Her name's Brenda.
Brenda.
Yep. She's married to Ray, and she's
Ray.
She's always in the garden, and every time I go over there, she's always made a slice or a cake or something like that for me.
Yes.
And she collects, you know, them Chinaware plates and all that. She collects spoons, she collects pigs, she collects everything.
And where does she work?
She works in a TAB.
Oh, at least you know how to put a quaddy on.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, we had a man who dropped out called Roger.
Mm. Roger.
Who was married to
Brenda.
Brenda.
And
in a caravan touring around as we speak.
I think they'd just been to Darwin.
Darwin, Bill.
So
maybe that's the exact Brenda you're discussing.
That was her.
I'm starting
that
to think her. You might be a little bit psychic with this kind of thing.
I am psychic. Don't worry about that.
All right.
I'm surprised actually you
thanks
got
to everyone
psychic.
Who's rung in, of course. There you go, Brenda. Just add that to the list of names Bill doesn't like.
We just need to get to this call here, Bill.
Well, we do, because Bill just had a go at the name Brenda.
Terrible name, Jim.
And this lady's rung in from Broadford.
Oh, no. What's her name?
I think her name might be Brenda. Hello.
Hello, Billy. You're in trouble.
Brenda who?
Milburn.
Oh, no. This is not Dasha's sister, is it?
Sure is, Billy.
From Broadford. Uh-oh, Jim. Bill. They're tough out Broadford way.
Did you hear what he said about your name, Brenda?
Yeah, not happy with it. Not happy at all, Bill.
So there's Brenda, Darren, and who else is it?
Oh, we've got Rodney. No, that's the only.
Oh, the old man, Rodney.
Yeah.
Is he still like a punt and a few frothies?
Yeah, he does.
Hey,
yes,
Brenda,
he does.
Don't let Bill
I'm getting off
try and get off topic here. He had a crack at your name.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few exceptions on every name. Oh. Every name, Jim, because when we had a go at a couple of them.
Like Barry.
Barry Hall. And Wayne Carey got excused. Yeah, well, Brenda Milburn from Broadford gets excused. Hey, how's Dasher going? Do you talk to him, Brenda?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm on the telephone now. I can't go and see him that much.
No.
But, he's doing really well over there. And, it's good.
He's flying, mate, over there, assistant coach of Adelaide, and he's got him up and about. So, hey, your exception, Brenda. Good work. Thanks for ringing in.
No worries, Bill. See you, mate.
Say g'day to Rod.
Take care.
See you,
Dom. Savage backpedalling right there.
As fast as you'll ever see.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tell us what happens behind the scene.
He put an S in very late.
JB and Bill.
You absolute dickhead.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, special Friday edition.
Now, Fat.
Yes.
We had lots of people contacting us during the week because you, earlier on the week, said...
What?
...that there was a man found in the middle of a forest with scuba gear on...
Yes,
...because he'd been scooped up by a helicopter trying to put out a fire...
Well, that's what happened.
...and dumped in a forest somewhere.
Or the planes, and, they scoop down, get the water, and this poor old scuba diver was swimming along, minding his own business, and got scooped up.
So I have here, in front of me...
What?
...the facts.
Oh, the facts.
Even though this story has been told time and time again since the 1980s,
yes.
There has never actually been any record of a diver in his scuba gear being accidentally dumped by a helicopter tanker on a fire.
Was that?
Bill, I'm reading the facts. Authorities have also pointed out that although water is often taken from lakes and the sea in an effort to put fires out quickly, the heli tankers suck up water by a hose that only measures a couple of inches in diameter. So no diver could ever get through the hose and up into the tank. So it hasn't ever happened.
I've seen it.
A true fact.
You've seen it. CSI. What? Do you ever watch CSI? It was on CSI. They got called out and there was a scuba diver bloke in his gear in a burnt-out paddock.
They're like an anteater.
It was skinny.
They've got the little thing that goes into the water and they suck the water up into the tank through a hose. You couldn't fit a diver through there.
He had no shoulders, Jimmy.
Like an Excalibur. Like a Newbury Excalibur cricket bat.
But you would have heard that story.
Like now, Johnny Blakey's young bloke.
Yeah, exactly.
The lizard.
And no shoulders.
But you would have heard that story.
No. But it's not true.
Not true.
So we can put it to bed
right
for all of the family members that has actually never happened.
What about that bloke that went into the whale?
Are we buying it?
Well, that's complete bull. Well, we said that at the time.
But I know, but he actually has come out and said.
I know.
Do you want to hear from him?
Go on.
Here we go.
He said, oh, my God, I'm in the mouth of a whale. He's biting down on me, yeah. Biting down on my legs. I felt lots of pressure and just getting twisted and turned every direction.
Well, that's a bad meal the night before. Bill.
He was in the whale.
Oh, come on.
And then the whale opened his mouth. Yeah,
a minute he reckons he was inside. His
dopey
mouth
you
and guts.
Thought he went out the spout.
Oh, yeah, dopey me. This is honestly.
The blowhole.
Fat
Bill
thought it went out the blowhole.
Again. He would have got stuck, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, you reckon. Anyway, he thought he was
good. Role. Thought he stayed up there like the cartoon.
Yeah, that was what Bill thought. Yeah. But Bill, a minute, he reckons he was in there.
In there.
Yeah.
That's a long time to hold your breath.
Well, he's a diver, so he's probably got
gear
on and stuff. Mm. But, Bill.
Would you have a look around?
I don't
have a look at his tonsils and his heart. Geez, he's got a big heart, this bloke.
His heart's in his mouth.
Well, his teeth then.
His heart was in his mouth.
Don't reckon that's true.
I don't reckon it is. No, I don't reckon he might be making.
You don't
that.
Believe.
I reckon
a lot
he might
things.
Be making that one up.
I think he's
Cape Cod.
He might add a couple of frothies.
I think the night before got away from him, Bill, and suddenly he thought he'd been swallowed by a whale.
How can you make that up? You got to be in a meth lab or something.
I got me a Chrysler. It's as big as
the
a whale.
It's about to set sail.
Oh, anyway.
Love shack.
So anyway. We're putting all of this stuff to
so
bed.
That's
just for the family.
No and no.
No and no.
Right. Any other myths you have out there?
You want debunked?
Yeah, want debunked?
Firstly, Bill will believe it, and then we'll get to the bottom of it.
Exactly, because there's other things
like that. We'll get in touch with us on socials, Triple M Rush Hour, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
The Loch Ness Monster, which you might have seen down the slide, Nelly.
Oh, my God. It's a good thing we can edit that.
Yes, it's a Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill.
Toby's at Newport. Hello, Toby.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Phil.
This is a special Friday edition of the Rush Hour podcast.
Oh, no.
Bill,
I got a joke. Now,
yes,
a little fruity we allow on the Friday, yeah. Just a little.
Well, these aren't real fruity, Jim, right. But it's been a slow day, to be honest.
It's slow.
Yeah, so.
And we're going to Geelong where things are slow.
And then Adelaide. So I've got a couple of snail jokes, Jim.
Oh.
That'll be good. Billy, won't you tell a joke now? 'Cause you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose. Oh, no. Here we go, Jimmy.
Why have I got a bad feeling?
And so you should. A guy is sitting at home, Jim, minding his own business, when he hears a knock at the door.
Yes.
He opens the door and sees a snail on the patio.
Oh, no.
He picks up the snail and he throws it as far as he could, Jim.
Yes.
2 years later.
Yes.
2 years later, Jim, yes. There's another knock at the door. He opens the door and sees the same snail.
Yeah.
The snail said, "What was all that about?"
Oh, no. Come on.
Jim, that's not
that. That's not only not funny, it's old.
It's old.
All right.
All right, I got another one.
You got another one?
I have. Hang on, that was that one. Here's this one. A turtle, Jim.
Yes.
A turtle. I love turtles. I don't know. They don't do a lot, do they? Just
tell the joke, I reckon.
Why would you own a turtle?
Old Billy Attenborough, over here. Mm.
Billy, yep.
Yep.
A turtle was crossing the road when two snails, oh, I love snails, Jim, mugged him.
Really?
The police showed up and said, "What happened here? Who mugged you?" The turtle said, "I don't know. It all happened so fast."
Oh, oh no. No.
Jim, I got one more. I grilled a chicken for 2 hours yesterday, Jim. He still didn't tell me why he crossed the road.
Oh, no. They say lightning always strikes three times. That is three times shit.
Shit. Jim's gone with three times shit, rat.
He's not wrong.
It all happened so fast.
I did. Just don't know what happened.